Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Okay, now I can do a live show here. Can I say the caption, LOL, my, yeah, he said the bad word. Mine's my ninja, dude. Like, you say what you want, dog. I ain't got that pass, homie. I mean, my wife might have that pass. She's got like 5%, but I ain't got that pass, dude. I got no percent. But ninja is because Zara here is a fourth degree fucking black belt ninja. And so this is me right here talking about my ninja. She's badass, dude. She's porcelain. She's a fucking gangster, dude. It could have been gangster, but people could have taken that G-A-N spot A. It could have been like fucking Gaffa or something. I don't know. Ninja. How did you even get that out of that, though? When I wrote my ninja, I was clearly only thinking about karate kicks and ninjas. George, what were you thinking? Why, I'm not even thinking that way. What kind of music do you listen to, George? George? I know he's laughing now. Okay, George is the trainer. You remember George, right?
Big-ass bodybuilder trainer?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, can I say it? All right, so we're going to do a live podcast. This is a live motherfucking podcast with Zara in the background, dude. That's fucking Zara. You guys better show fucking love. Well, I'm black, so ha ha ha, he says. That's funny. But I'm a third degree ninja, so you can't say ninja. You don't have a fucking pass. Only Zara and I do. She fucking gave me a black belt yesterday. All right, I'm going to do the record here. You can put that shit in the show if you want. You can throw that shit in there if you need to. Okay. All right, here we go. I wasn't even going to do a show. Now I'm going to do a show. I feel like I can't even see. Love aliens, karate kicks, and ninjas. Dude, who fucking doesn't love aliens, karate kicks, and ninjas, right? I mean, I feel like, you know, I do my bam kick. Doesn't that qualify me to be a ninja? All right, here we go. Bam! Jason Waller unleashed here. That's right. The baddest, the fucking coolest, the fucking dopest, the high chart flying, elbow crashing, whip your mama's ass sideways twice till fucking Tuesday's podcast, climbing the charts, unleashed. That's right. Unleashed with Jason Waller. I've got my ninja right here, the alien, Zara. She's a 14th degree black belt in jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, and beat the fuck out of you. Okay, so she knows all the stuff. So we are here. We are going to talk about this past week at the Bam Fam Preview in Friday in Boca, which was really cool. We had some awesome people there. I had my boy White Boy Rick out there. Shout out to him. If you haven't seen the movie White Boy Rick, you got to check it out. Rick Wershey Jr., a dear friend of mine, was there at the show. It was fantastic. I got to see a bunch of old people I haven't seen in like 15 years that opened up alarm companies I used to compete with. And we used to go to Mexico to these events, these alarm events. And I remember when I was opening up, what up, Kelly? Kelly's on. And I remember when I opened up the, I was getting ready to open up the solar business and I was still in the alarm business. And these guys, and a lot of these fucking clowns out there were like, oh, solar's stupid. Why would you do that? And then all of them got into solar, but a couple of them came out. And those were my guys. Those were guys I helped out when they opened the solar company. So it was good to have them out there in Boca Raton. Kelly Siegel, who just jumped on the live, also was in Boca Raton to come see us. It was fantastic. It was a great show. It was a great event. It was quick. It was easy. We got to show the premiere of what the show is going to be about, really telling the story of the Jenna fraud story, about everything that happened with Generac, what happened to those consumers, how it emotionally drained myself, my family, financially drained us. Also, what happened to our customers, what's going to happen to the customers is an ongoing story, which we're all concerned about. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Kelly. Also, what's happened to our ex-employees and how that went down and how we feel bad for them. It was really, 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 really tough. Like, it was a dark, a dark time for us that we had to get through, and it was hard, and it was very emotional and vulnerable on the show. And then, you know, there's some goods in the show and some funnies in the show, the wife and the kids making fun of me like they do, clowning on me, you know, because I like to be a peacock narcissist. I like to, you know, think just to, let's go, let's talk about this. Yay, yay, yay. I own that. And my bipolar kicks in sometimes. I'm hot, cold, up and down, left and right. And I own that as well. And so we talk about a lot about that in the show, and it was good. But what's really cool is the Amazon team and the producers told us, you know, a few weeks ago, we knew about it, that we are going to not just have a 3-show pilot, which was the original plan, but we will have 6 to 8 official episodes that'll be launched on Amazon Prime later this year, all at once, streaming for you to be able to have rather than just a pilot. So that is a success. That's a home run. Bad news is we got to push back the launch. We don't get with streaming. They don't go, hey, your stuff comes out February 2nd. Like, that's with network TV because they plan it with commercials and who's watching it broadcast. That's different. When you're doing streaming, you just don't know. And then, boom, you pull up on a fucking Wednesday or something, and it's like, holy shit, this new show's out. So that's how it works with streaming and our deals with Amazon Prime. So that will be coming soon. And obviously, you'll see it on the tile will be on there in the front. It'll be one of their newer shows when it comes out later this year. Because we're recording late, you know, early and mid spring, I gotta think, as long as it took him to do this, it ain't gonna be ready till end of third quarter. I mean, that's just my opinion, but what do I know, right? They're just saying, hey, we're gonna push for the launch this year. So that's the goal. So more filming's coming, which means more of the story, because the story and the journey is not over. You know, what happened to those consumers? What happened to our family? What happened to the businesses I'm involved with now? Where are we going for that? What's happened with me and my kids and my wife? What are we doing? You know, you sold your Lambo. Yeah. You're selling your house. You're moving. Yeah. Like, a lot of things going on. You open a new business. Yeah. Like, all these dynamics that will be in the show that we're going to be recording. That's really exciting. As well as the podcast. Podcast is exploding, talking about aliens all the time. I love talking about aliens, but I've got some really cool ass, big ass guests coming on soon. So working Savannah Chrisley from, you know, the Chrisleys, they, you know, her parents went to prison. I'm going on her show and she's coming on mine. So we're working on that. I've got Master P coming back on. I've got Will Johnson from the Michigan Wolverines coming on. I've got Calvin Johnson coming on for a second time. I've got, who else? There's a handful of other people. We've had Jelly Roll booked. He won the damn awards and he's been busy. So we're trying to get him back scheduled. But we've got some big names coming on, and then I'm trying to get on some big shows as well to push Bam Fam, the reality show coming out. Also push my new Unleashed podcast. So super excited about that. One other thing, I've got, you know, some bumps in the road in life. You know, life takes us on journeys. Master P's interview was the bomb. I appreciate that. He's coming back on because he's had so much success with his cereal, and he's got like Snoop and other partners now. So he's supposed to come on. Percy is his name. He's supposed to come on here soon as well. We've got some cool guys coming on, and ladies, and it's I'm super excited. You know, how we're going to do with the show, what we're going to do with it, and where it's going. And so I'm jacked about that. I am speaking this coming weekend in Orlando. So I got to fly out there for a day, flying late Friday night. And I speak at the Pod Fest, which is the 10th Pod Fest with all the top podcasters will be there. I'm on a panel in the morning to talk about podcasting, to meet with other top podcasters, and then we will do a where I'm speaking. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be quick and easy and fast. A lot of information there that you can learn. And if you're into podcasting, or you're wanting to get into podcasting, or you know, you want to meet other podcasters, I definitely go check it out. It's in Orlando. It's the 10th one. I went to one a couple years ago. It was pretty good. And then they invited me to speak at this one. So super jacked about that and honored. What else we've got going on? The Detroit Lions, you know, motherfuckers won. And they bowdy-bowed it out for my boy Master P. They bowdy-bowed it. That's what they are. They are here to get shit done. So, you know, fuck the Bucks, fuck the Cowboys, fuck the Packers, fuck the Rams. The Lions are there. They're taking on the Niners. They've got a legitimate shot to beat that ass. I don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I think they've got a great shot. We will see. But I will tell you, Lions may go to the Super Bowl. If they go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to find a way to make that happen, to go to the Super Bowl. Because I got to see the Lions at the Super Bowl. Like, that's just going to be holy shit. So we will see what happens. I don't know if they're going to go, but if they go, I'm in. We were at the game 2 weeks ago, and me and my son got to hang out and be there with all those, you know, the players and the win that we had, our first playoff game in 32 years. It was amazing, right? It was so amazing. We got to do things with, like, meet Brian Branch, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta. He got to get pictures and hang out and see golf. I mean, such a fucking blessed ordeal that we got to do. Lions beat the Bucks, and I remember Barry Sanders. That's right. Barry Sanders was the shit. So another thing I want to talk about is, you know, I always talk about these battles and blessings, but when I was spending time with these folks that I haven't seen in a long time, and we were doing like some lunches and dinners and stuff, we were talking about, you know, the struggle and how it gets dark and how depression really kicks in and how do you deal with that? And, you know, to your family, when you're struggling or you're depressed, you know, if you're a man, or sometimes if you're the woman, if you're the leader of your family and you're a woman, how do you tolerate, how do you deal with depression? How do you tell your family what's going on without stressing your family out and breaking the leadership? Because without leadership, it's chaos. So your family looks to you to be the leader. If you're the leader in your family, then how would you manage that? And that's kind of what we talk about navigating. And it is hard. Like, I will tell you that it's fucking hard as hell. It's so fucking hard because I have to put a smile on like a fucking clown, and I have to pretend like everything's fucking okay every day, and I have to fucking just be positive so my kids see positivity. I have to be positive so my wife, who's got major anxiety about her own shit, which is fine, she's supposed to not be stressed out about my shit, and I have to be able to fucking contain it and suppress it all down. And then come to work, and then I've got to fucking be positive at work while I'm building a company or I'm coaching people or I'm doing a podcast. It's fucking hard. It's not easy. It's fucking hard. And so when people are like, oh, it's I don't have all the answers. I'm not the fucking best at this shit. I just share what I learn. One of the things I've learned is that suppressing it down like I have is bad because it builds up. And then you release it out, and then you release it in different forms of energy that really you shouldn't. Like for me, I release it in anger. You know, one of my common forms here when I'm stressed or I have anxiety or I'm scared or I'm depressed or I'm sad, it comes out in anger. It doesn't come out in crying unless I break. And so what I'm trying to do now is just be honest with my family and break sometimes. And it's hard because then you don't want to lose that leadership role of making sure there's no chaos because, you know, if the leader breaks and everybody else breaks. So it's like, dude, you're like fucking navigating like a ninja, this alien ninja right here. You're navigating like a fucking ninja, getting through these problems in life. So I'm telling you, like, how you handle and navigate through this is important. How you handle these problems in life is important. And that's a great thing why you work out so much. You have to find things that bring those dopamines, that bring those endorphins in, that clear your mind. And it's tough. And it's tough because everybody's going through it. My son right now, you know, is going through some depression and I feel bad for him. And, you know, you wouldn't think so. I think he's happy-go-lucky. And then lately, he's just been sad about stuff. And it breaks my heart. It's like, how do I help him? How do I deal with it? Like, then I, you know, like, hey, you got to shake it off. And that's not the right way. Or, hey, you don't do that. I'm taking your stuff away. And I do that. It's not the right way. And try to talk to him. And he's like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And then he's angry. And then he's depressed. And he doesn't want to seem weak. So he doesn't want to talk about it. I'm like, fuck, he's his father's son, dude. He's me. He's holding that shit in. You know, he's suppressing it. He's keeping it here in his chest and his belly, and it's hurting him. And I just don't want him to be hurt. I don't want him to feel that way. I've got to teach him to navigate like a ninja. I've got to teach him to do the things he needs to do to be successful. And that's hard because he's upset, because he's emotional, because he's a teenager. And these are the things that we learn about, not because somebody tells us how to fucking do it, but because we're fucking up while we do it. And it's unfortunate that sometimes our kids are guinea pigs when we're going through life and how we're trying to figure things out. I always feel bad. If you got multiple kids, I'm sure you feel bad for your oldest kid because that was a complete fuck up. That was a fucking disaster. I mean, you're like trying to figure shit out. Like, what do I do here? What do I do with this kid? What do I do? Like, and telling you, your first kid's usually your fuck up because you fucked them up because you didn't know what you're doing. And then as you get better, you get to become a better parent as the kids come down. It's funny because my kids, two of my oldest kids are like, they call it the previous marriage. They're part of the first marriage. The other two are part of the same marriage, even though it's the same wife. And yes, we did marry each other twice. The point is the two older kids saw different versions of me and my wife than my two younger kids. And that's because you get better at it, but they still don't give you a handbook to deal with a kid that's got depression or deal with a kid that's sad or deal with a kid that's got fear or anxiety or any of these things. And we talk about a lot of these things in the BAM fam. It's important. A lot of the show is about mental health awareness. And a lot of the show is about, you know, how you comprehend and how you deal with mental health issues. And it's tough because I don't have all the answers. I'm a rock 'em, sock 'em, get off your ass, let's go fix a guy. But then what I'm realizing is, holy shit, that's actually not the right way to be. I'm supposed to cry. I'm supposed to be sad. I'm supposed to be vulnerable. I'm supposed to show my feelings more. I'm supposed to fall down more and allow the pain and feel the pain rather than try to run from the pain and try to replace it with wins. Like, I'm learning that as I go. As I'm going through more failure than I've ever gone before, through more struggles, through more adversity, through blocks, through issues, through hate, through denial, through fucking insecurities, like all of these things just bundling up, that storm. I talked about it in my TED Talk, that fucking storm of anxiety and depression and fear and anger and all the fucking shit that just holds us back in life. That shit, that fucking storm chasing. And we can either be a cow, have a cow's mentality and fucking run away from it, which is what most of us do a lot of times, or suppress it. Or we could say, fuck that. Fuck you, storm. Fuck you, anxiety. Fuck you, depression. Fuck you, anger. Fuck all of that. I'm being a fucking buffalo and I'm running right through that shit. I'm getting to the other side of this bitch. I'm going to fucking teach it a lesson. Fuck, I may even become the motherfucking storm when I get done. Like, I got to train myself to have that mentality again. And I'm trying to train my son to have that mentality. And it's hard because they're fragile. Children are fragile. They don't have the thick skin or the fucking war wounds or scars that we have as adults, things that we've lived through. You know, we talked about, I had Sean Jones on here, which is a comedian, a couple weeks ago, and he brought up the fucking butterfly in a cocoon and how, you know, the dad says to a kid, leave that butterfly in that cocoon. You can't help him out. He's got to get the muscles and learn to survive. It's the same thing with our children. They've got to be able to fail forward and have these wounds, and we can't protect them all the time. They've got to be able to manage these feelings, and we've got to be able to fucking help them if they desperately need it, but really allow them to help themselves, or we're failing them. Do you understand? And that's a problem. And so we've got to do better in society. Like, our TV stations, our news, the media, all these fucking social media outlets that are just brainwashing our kids with hate and bullshit and anger and drawing lines between race and religion and friendship and you know, fucking politics is sickening. It's easier to just say, dude, we're human beings. We're not fucking aliens, okay? We're human beings. We all have feelings. We all have hurts. We all have needs. We all have wants. We all want to be liked. I mean, you shouldn't spend your time and give people rent in your fucking brain for free. You know, I charge for coaching. Like, if you're an asshole, you don't get to rent space in my fucking brain. I ain't thinking of you. Fuck you, right? My family, my friends, and people that pay me get space in my brain. But it takes time to become that way. And not everyone can become that way. It's my ninja, homie. It's my ninja. My ninja. See, there's ninjas up there. And then the eyes are like, well, did he mean ninja? Yes, I meant ninja. But it is funny that you noticed. So I'm your fucking Mr. Captain Obvious on here. Noticed. Great. Good job. So anyways, where I lost my train of thought because Captain Obvious wanted to say something. Hold on. And yes, I called him Captain Obvious. I thought that was funny. Wait, Zara, is that funny? Zara thinks it's funny. Zara's so beautiful, isn't she? Yep, she's good. So, where was I at? Fuck, I don't remember. It's the other thing, when you get old, you just don't remember shit. Got all this energy, all this shit going on. You know, I don't fucking know. Where was I at? I was somewhere. Fuck, where was I? Ever happened to you? You're in the middle of something, fucking some asshole, fucking shitwad says something, and you're like, fuck. Where was I? Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. Let me think about where I was. Oh, nope. Shit. Okay. Anyways, we talked about the storm. We talked about the buffalo. We talked about having that mindset. But, you know, in today's society, with everybody fucking with you, we've got to find better ways to handle the shit, and it's hard. And I've always been this tough guy, like, let's fucking go. Fuck that. I'm still the guy that won't allow people to rent space in my brain if they don't deserve it. But I'm also the guy that's very vulnerable, could be broken, because I'm very, very upset. Like when my family's hurting, or my son's going through stuff, or my daughters are going through stuff, or my wife's going through stuff, or friends or people I care about are going through stuff. Family, like, that's the difference. It's like, how do you handle all of that and still be in control and be a great leader? And like, that's what I'm learning. And I learn every motherfucking day. Every day is a struggle. Every day is a win. Every day is a blessing. Every day is hard. Every day can be easy. You know, we don't give enough time, including myself, of actually enjoying the day, of actually spreading your arms out in the green grass and breathing and saying, you know what, life is fantastic. Problem is, I got turf. I don't have grass. So that's problem one. Problem two is we just need to learn to enjoy things a little better. You know, and I've struggled with that my whole life. You know, I even eat fast. Like, I eat a meal, I don't enjoy it, I fucking crush it. I don't know why. I eat like somebody's going to steal my food. I eat like I grew up in the hood, like everyone in my family. And I kind of grew up. I grew up in a trailer park. But I'm worried someone's going to take my food. I shouldn't eat fast. My son eats fast. We just gone. Everybody's like, you're done. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. That's how I do everything in life. That's how I build a business. That's how I do everything. And sometimes I'm struggling with this, y'all. Sometimes I've got to just stop, smell the roses, enjoy the moment, quit chasing that fucking destination so much. I hate saying that, dude, because I'm one that's like, create your map and get there. No excuses. Let's fucking go. No days off. I'm telling you, sometimes you need motherfucking days off, dude. Somebody called me out, too, because I always post workout videos like, no days off. And somebody's like, listen, asshole, I've seen you not go to the gym. You do take days off. I said, touche. You right, motherfucker. So I should post and say, almost no days off. That's probably what my post should be. Because it's most days are on. Only a few are off. And that's true. Like today, I was going to work out. I went in there. It didn't really happen. I'd get in late, drag my ass, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here tired and angry. I didn't work out. I'm like, fuck. Maybe I go work out after work. I don't know. You know, it's 4 o'clock here. What, do I go work out now? I was going to go play poker. What do I do? I don't fucking know. But either way, my advice to you is be a ninja. What do I mean by being a ninja? Navigate through your shit. It's all technical. It's tactical. It's strategic. It's not Brutus. It's not Bully. It's not Hammer. By the way, y'all know that song, Sledgehammer? Dun-dun. Dude, I think the dude's talking about his dong. I'm just saying. I was listening to the song recently. I don't know what made me think about it. It's my bipolar. And that motherfucking song came out, and I love that song. Sledgehammer. Bum. Boom, don't you know my name, call it, that song. I started reading the words, and I started listening to it again, and I don't know why for 30 fucking years I listened to that song, I had no issues. It hit me the other day on the plane. This motherfucker's talking about his dick. He's talking about his dick being a sledgehammer. That's fucking hilarious. In fact, I'm going to do a TikTok about it like right now. When I get done with this, I'm going to go on TikTok. We're going to listen to the song. I'm going to say, this motherfucker's talking about his pecker. Because that's what he's doing. And they didn't ban the damn song. It's a great fucking song. And now that I know he's talking about his dick, it makes the song even better. Like, go check it. That's a great song. That song is just, I just can't. It's hilarious. A sledgehammer. Is that funny? It's all right. It's all right. Thanks. It's fucking funny. I'm losing my mind. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm laughing my ass off here. And nobody's in here. That's the fucked up thing except Zara. Let's see what I got here. I have some questions. It looks like you haven't touched a grass in decades. I don't know what that means. How does it look like I haven't touched a grass in decades? What does that mean? What do you mean by that? It looks like you haven't touched grass in decades. I don't understand the question. I really don't. I'm sorry. I wish I understood the question. That question doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Someone asked a question, you know, or made a comment like, it looks like you haven't touched the grass in decades. I don't even know what the fuck that means. But I know I'm going to go listen to Sledgehammer. Bum, bum. All right. So that's a wrap here on the show. All right. My ninja. That's right. Karate kicking. Ass dropping. Elbow popping. Right there. That's where it's at. So keep it hood. Keep it gangster. Keep it trailer park. Keep it alien. Right? I think they do it like that. That, whatever the fuck they do. And make sure you check out the podcast. You can check everything out on YouTube as well. Bam!